Namo Namaha. Welcome all to this retreat. Retreat means retract. Retract means you have to always, you are engaged your life in one direction. Retreat is an occasion for you to pause and reflect on how your journey is. We have been carried away, swept away by the tide of time. Tide of time, we have no time to reflect on how our life is going. It's a retreat, it's an occasion. Now, for 4 hours, you are not available to the outer world. Time for yourself to reflect. You are not here to gauge others. It is for time for yourself to introspect. How my life is, how my life is coursing, what changes I can bring out in my life so that my direction, course of my life can be changed. Retreat for reflection. Time to reflect. Am I on the right track? How I am traveling? How to change the course of my life? It's an occasion for to reflect. The trees gets nourishment through the roots. We may be pouring lot of water to the branches, still trees won't get nourished. The trees get nourished by roots becoming stronger and deeper. When the roots are going deeper and stronger, trees stand tall. By mere decorating the branches, trees won't get nourished. By merely watering the branches, trees won't be nourished. Only through the roots going deep and strong roots, trees can withstand tall against the adversity in the weather. Otherwise, if the roots are not strong, small gust can knock the tree down. The same applies to our life also. Our life, we are so busy extending our branches outside, we have forgotten to tap into the nourishment from within. We all, every religion is great, every tradition is great, every family tradition is great. Now, in the quest for extending our branch outside, we have forgotten to tap into the nourishment within. We have not connected to our roots, our family tradition, our country tradition, our religious tradition. We have not connected within. We want to extend ourselves. We are so busy in outer manifestation, we have forgotten to connect within. Whatever is your background, you must connect to your roots to draw inspiration from within. Draw inspiration. There is a reason why you are born in a certain family. There is a reason why you are born in a certain country. There is a reason why you are born in a certain tradition, religion. There is a reason. You have to connect that one. Connect within to make your personality strong. And there is a DNA is already programmed in our gene. DNA is already programmed. It is conducive. If you connect to your roots, connect to your tradition, your DNA is aligned, your inner unfoldment happens easily. When we don't connect to our tradition, our culture, our family tradition, our values, only outside, however great is the outside, it won't nourish your personality. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about Swadharme Nidanam Shreya Parabdharma Swanishtita. However great is the other tradition. Maybe now we have come thousands of miles away from India, we have come to Australia. If you start thinking only the Western culture is the best, you are trying to imitate other culture. Sri Krishna says, imitation leads to anxiety. You are never at ease. Always go back to your, be proud of your values, proud of your culture, proud of your tradition. When you go deep in, you find happiness within. Shreya, Shri Krishna says, it will bring the your Shreyas. Shreyas means your unfoldment of your personality happens. And importance of yoga, yoga says you have to connect. Yoga means to join, connect. To connect, the starting point is yourself. You are where you have come from. Not to forget where you have come from, not to belittle your tradition, not to belittle your culture. Connect to your tradition. That is one starting point within. There you are comfortable. From there, you extend yourself outside. Connect to the outside. If you want to become a great inspirer, great value adder to the others, make yourself root or connected within. You are rooted well. That personality, when the roots are strong, you can stand tall with a changing time. The tradition, Indian religion is called as Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana, what is meaning, means Sadatana. Sanada. Sanada, Sanatana means the things are changing. Everything is changing, but some of the things are eternal. You connect that one. Changing times. Yes, things are changing. You have to adapt to the changing situation. But connect within, outer manifestation happens. We all always looking out for a friend outside. We are looking for the friend outside. Shri Krishna says, look out for a friend within. Shri Krishna talks about one, Uddhare Ratmanatmanam. Atmanam is a Banduratma Atmanastasya Yenatma Atmanajitaha Anatmanastu Shatrutve Varteta Atmaiva Shatruvatam. Shri Krishna talks about the friend in you. Look out for a friend in you. Go within, seek within, connect within. You find the stability within, get the nourishment within. When you are connected within, you are at ease in any situation. When you are not connected within, the enemy is within, and we start blaming others for the predicament in our lives. Before you blame, and the great leader, great masters, they don't react to all the situation because they have connected within. For us, we have not connected. We want to react to every situation, not to react, respond. Able to respond possible. Banduratma Atmanastasya. Make your mind your friend. Make your mind your own friend. When the mind has rebelled against you, mind has rebelled against you, and you see the whole world as an enemy. Yesterday, one doctor, she called me up. She said, I want to discuss in private. And she said, I was in a pursuit of prosperity, making a lot of money. I have lost the peace of mind. I want to come back to yoga. I want to discover myself. I thought making money, and many practices, she has many practices. I thought making money bring the peace of mind. I lost myself. I want to get peace of mind. I want to connect within. I want to go within, and please help me out. I want to join yoga. And it is not her exclusive experience, all of our experience. We have ventured out, we forgot to connect to the roots. We have gone out and we think we lost the plot of life. Why I have come? I lost the plot of my life. It says to connect, you go within. In Ishavasi Upanishad talks about you need two knowledge. Knowledge of the material science and knowledge of your roots, inner world, where you can connect. That is, Upanishad talks about knowledge of where you connect. That is called as Vidya. Knowledge of the material science, always subject to change. Upanishad talks about avidya. It is said, Upanishad talks about you need the knowledge of the changing signs and eternal signs. Changing signs, it makes you to exist in your life. You are not here just to exist. And many people, if I ask them, how are you? I'm just existing. Chalta hai. Okay, I'm dragging on. You are not here to just drag on your life. You have to thrive in your life. Not here just to drag on, pull your heels. You have to celebrate your life. And for that, you need a knowledge of your roots. Inner world. Get the nourishment within. The source of happiness is there within. You have to tap within, get the inspiration from within. Vidyam cha avidyam cha yastad vedo bhayam saha avidyaya mrityam tirtva vidyaya amrtam ashnute. If you want to have a lasting happiness, make sure that you are connected within. Connected within. Connected within. Nobody will make you bring happiness in your life. Maybe a closest friend, your children, parents, wife, husband. Nobody can bring you the lasting happiness unless you are willing to go within, connect within, seek within. Seek within. This retreat is aimed at that one. Make you, you have learnt the science of going out. You have tried out. You have gone out. So many years you have been going out. Now this retreat is about, there is another world. Not to forget about your roots. Go within, connect within, enrich your personality, seek the happiness within. Look out for a bandhu, bandhuratma atmanastasya. It connect within, discover the happiness within. That this yoga retreats, aim is that one. And we will, next 3.5 hours, invest time for yourself. See how well you can strengthen your roots, make your roots strong. How can you make your roots strong? When you come out, go out of this retreat, you become like a big tree. Big tree. Aim is you must become a big tree. A big tree gives shelter to many birds and gives shade to many people who are scorched in the heat of their life. If you want to be of value for others, you have to be a value for yourself. Connect within, seek within, strengthen your roots. Lie down on...